Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Several years ago, while I was visiting Venice, Italy, my wife and I were tasked with the challenge of finding a Venetian mask by our youngest daughter. She'd been invited to a masquerade party and thought that a genuine mask from Venice would be perfect to wear for the occasion. Thankfully, we were able to find just such a mask to fit the bill. And by all accounts, the party was a big success. The tradition of wearing the Venetian mask began around the middle of the 13th century. And it was primarily done so that the person wearing the mask might hide their identity. Both men and women wore the mask in order to bypass social boundaries and conventional etiquette. These masks were ornately decorated and very colorful in design. As time passed, people began to abuse their anonymity, and the Venetian government passed laws forbidding those wearing the mask from carrying weapons and gambling. Eventually, the people of Venice were only allowed to wear their masks during the Carnival of Venice and its special parties. And finally, in 1797, the government outlawed the wearing of the masks in public forever, and the masks came to an end. Lutheran theology also acknowledges that God wears masks. One of those masks is His hidden will. That is, the majestic will of God, which is unknowable to us human beings. God's working is often beyond our comprehension, and all efforts to remove the mask of God's inscrutable will only end in frustration and disillusionment. So, if we go looking for God in His majesty, the hidden God, we will never find Him for who He truly is. No, if you desire to find God, you must begin here on earth. This majestic, hidden God has chosen to reveal Himself and His love for us in our space and time. Through the incarnation of Jesus Christ, He comes to us in human flesh. Unless we go to Christ, we will never be able to know or have any access to God and His mercy. Apart from Christ, God is elusive and inexplicable. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, we hear that God desires that all people should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God does not lie. God does want all people to know His mercy and to receive His salvation. But how is this done? That's the big question. It is accomplished not in some ethereal, heavenly abode which cannot be nailed down. Instead, it is completed in the man Jesus Christ, who is nailed to the cross outside the city walls of Jerusalem. How do I know that God loves me? How do I know that God is a God for me? I look to the cross, for there He takes on my penalty for sin, my punishment for rebellion, and He grants me forgiveness, victory over death, and peace with God. And in Jesus' physical resurrection from the dead on Easter morning, this is the guarantee that His sacrifice was sufficient to win my salvation. See Jesus. Hear Jesus. Reach out and touch Jesus, and you will see, hear, and touch God and His concrete love for you. God is not hiding from you behind some ornate mask in order that He may act capriciously or immorally. Instead, He openly reveals Himself to us in the battered, bruised, and bloody flesh of Jesus Christ, lifted up on the cross for all to see, for all to seek. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God of all grace, govern our hearts so that we may never forget Your blessings, but steadfastly thank and praise You for all of Your goodness in this life, until, with all of Your saints, we praise You eternally in Your heavenly kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.